Hare Krishna. The richness of life is more important than the riches of life. The riches of life refer to the assets and treasures that we may have. The richness of life refers to the meaningfulness, purposefulness, and joyfulness that animates our life. So riches of life don't necessarily bring richness of life. In fact, sometimes we may have our life, a lot of riches, but our life may not have richness. And at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna speaks about this jarring contrast between being internally bankrupt and internally anguished even amidst having external prosperity. So, okay, in 2.8 in the Bhagavad Gita, he states, Nahi prapashyami mama panudyad yachokamuchyoshanam indriyanam avapya bhumava saptanam ruddham rajyam suranam apicha adhipatyam. So he says, Nahi prapashyami mama panudyad Nahi prapashyami, I am not able to see. I don't see that yachokamuchyoshanam indriyanam. This shoka, which is actually drying away, yachokam uchoshanam indriyanam, this misery, this grief, which is drying up my senses, which is actually causing me immense heartbreaking agony, avapya bhumava saptanam ruddham. Even if I get a prosperous kingdom of the earth, rajyam suranam apicha adhipatyam, or even if I get attain the heavens, still this misery is not going to go away. So Arjuna is declaring here that the riches of life will not bring richness to his life because he is internally anguished. So he may acquire a huge kingdom, but he will not be satisfied internally. To be satisfied internally, he needs something higher, something deeper. And that is what the Bhagavad Gita tells us about. The Bhagavad Gita doesn't tell Arjuna to not fight the war. It tells us to fight the war. And Arjuna does get the worldly kingdom. He does get those riches also. But more than that, he gets the richness of life. By understanding that life has a purpose that is higher than any purpose in this world. Now when we seek something in this world, if we don't get it, we get frustrated. If we get it, and if it doesn't satisfy us, we get even more frustrated. So what do? When we have a purpose that is beyond this world, when that purpose is, when we are driven primarily by the purpose of love, when we understand that we are at our core souls, and as souls, we are parts of Krishna, and this is the part is to be harmonized with the whole, we are meant to be harmonized with Krishna in love. Then we understand that whatever situation we may be in, wherever we are, we can still serve Krishna. We can still move closer to Krishna. We can still attain Krishna. And this vision, this understanding can help us move steadily and firmly towards Krishna. And thus when we attain Him, then there is no danger. There is the fulfillment even in the presence or the absence of riches. So bhakti, the process of bhakti yoga that we practice, it does not mean that we have to give up the riches of life. We can pursue the riches of worldly riches also, according to our capacity, according to our nature, whatever it is. But we should not let the quest for riches interrupt with our quest for richness of life. Bhakti Yoga brings richness of life by connecting us with Krishna, who is the supremely enriching reality, whose remembrance brings the supreme satisfaction. And then that satisfaction can animate all our actions with a purposefulness that brings joyfulness irrespective of whether there are external riches that come or not in our lives. Thank you. Hare Krishna.